Thank you for tuning into Valley Playwright Mentoring's Holyoke Troupe, a program of PT Theater Company. You are about to listen to High School Survival Guide, where older members of the group offer some wisdom and advice for middle schoolers based on their school experiences.
So now going back to this High School Survival Guide, is there anything the older kids in higher grades would tell the younger kids in their grade and then vice versa, like lower grades? Is there anything you can see how to survive the next coming years, even if it is an entirely different school, like what to expect and how that survival guide you wish you had?
The younger people need to know their place. Like, I get that you're younger, but like, I've already done this for like 8 years. Just relax. You'll get to my place eventually. But when you're so young, just mind your business and just go to class.
Something I will say is get on your teacher's good side. Because then low-key, if they like you, you could just be like, yo, can you help me with this? And then they help you with something, and then they just give you all the answers, and then they give you a better grade. The way that we're taught and the way that the system is, it's not meant for you to learn. It's meant for you to remember and forget. So I'm going to do it the best way I can.
I would say stop trying to grow up fast.
Yes, these little kids have
well, us, nails, for lashes. Oh, for them.
I just feel like
they look older than what they look.
Literally. I feel like because, like, now they're, like, making out so young, and at that time I was like, I'm being dead ass. Well, like, at that time I was, like, watching, like, TV shows, like, you know, Daniel Tiger and shit. They're over here just trying to be all grown like everybody else, having these long ass nails. I can't judge because, like, look at me, but, like, at that time I wasn't like that. I was actually,
like 12.
I had, yeah, like, I was cutting off my eyebrows, had short ass hair, I was wearing mishmash clothes. Mm-hmm. Now they be looking like me, and it's like, what the hell? Oh, like, they be talking like they way older than they is. And they, you ask their age, they be like 10, 12, 13. I'm like, damn, I was not like that. No shade.
I definitely would say it's really hard to guess a young person's age now because of the fact that everyone looks so grown. Same for me growing up, that we didn't even have phones, but we were just in our regular clothes, getting dirty, like, you know, outside, playing manhunt, all types of stuff. And now, I mean, hard to defer them. But back to you guys, what about y'all? Would you say anything to younger?
I would say don't tell people everything, because that's how rumors begin. People talking about you everywhere.
I would say you guys are not hard, because how are you a freshman, you're over here like claiming you're in a game, claiming
saying,
that like, you're a drug dealer.
They have guns on them. Like, come on now. Like, y'all like how old? And y'all carrying knives?
So this is something that's more seen at, like, polio school.
Yeah.
School is not really something that's seen, correct?
Well, it's happened before, though.
Yeah.
Because I've had a few friends that, like, went to schools where they literally need a weapon on them because, like, the hate was that intense. I have a friend who, he's gay, but, like, he had to carry a knife around him because of all the homophobic and, like, physical homophobic he had to deal with his old school.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see a different perspective. Anything that you would want to say or ask about what's to come for you in the future endeavors that you will face as someone that's going to enter high school?
I feel like it gets easier because you just stop caring. No way.
Yeah, so you get more sincere friends.
Yeah, like the more you go through your high school year, like, oh, why do I care this much for these people?
Or like, I would say, like, watch out what you send people. Like, don't be saying no crazy. Like,
you don't want receipts.
Yeah, because yeah.
Like, you don't want receipts.
Messy. Like,
if you want to, you call and you talk in person. Do not text. Even when you call, make sure, because they'll be recording you, bro.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to your high school survival guide for anyone who might be listening, who might come across this?
Respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Don't believe everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't stay in someone's shadow.
Don't smell like shit.
Literally shower. Yeah, don't smell like shit.
Oh my god.
Shower, please. Put on some deodorant, cologne, perfume. Like, please.
Respect your teachers. Always.
No. They do not respect us. They do not. No.
I feel like when it comes to teachers, and I will say this to every single teacher that I have, you are not my parent. You're not a teacher. You're not an adult in my life that has earned my respect.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to give you respect until you've given me respect. Obviously, I'm going to come in with, like, kindness and stuff.
I'll treat you how you treat me.
Exactly.
So you feel like you teachers have to earn respect, and you feel like it should just be natural.
Well, we clearly have different teachers. Well, I don't know your teachers, because I don't know if you had the same teachers I have. But I like my teachers. From what you said about respect, yes, that I agree with. But my teachers are really nice. I love them a lot.
So they earned your respect.
They earned my respect.
Yeah, so you give it to them. But if a teacher comes to me saying, oh, the fact that I'm an adult and they have that power over me and they're like, oh, you have to respect me because I'm an adult, that's where I'm like, no, that's not how this works. The only adult that I have to respect because I have to respect them is my mom and my family.
Now that we've gotten through a few of these topics, is there anything else about school that you guys want to wrap it up with, that you would say to someone, that you, anything else that you want to get off your chest?
Make sure you always know the lunch schedule, because you never know when the lunch will be disgusting or good or edible.
No, it doesn't matter. Bring adobo.
This recording was produced through the facilities of Holyoke Media.